Thank you for holding. My name is John. I understand that you needed the fraud department.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll be glad to assist you. Let's see. And this is Courtney Smith.
Yes, sir.
And just to make sure I have the right info, would you verify your shipping address with me?
193 Lauren Woods Road, Dublin, Georgia.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I see we had the Go Keto and the Go Trim. Okay, so because it shows on September 11th that there was a trial started for these products. You don't recall doing something maybe you thought was a free trial or, you know, try before you buy kind of deal?
I seen an ad for it, but I clicked close. I didn't put any information in it.
So you didn't click, you didn't add in your credit card information or click a box indicating you read and agreed to the terms?
No, sir.
Because we can file this as fraud. I just have to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed that original order, though, we'll go ahead and proceed with that claim for you.
As far as I know, nobody placed the order.
As long as you're absolutely sure.
Well, I didn't place the order. I'm not sure if it was placed, but my card and stuff's connected to my phone. It was an ad that popped up on one of the games, and I hit close to go back to the game.
Okay, so we'll proceed as fraud, and you'll have those provisional credits back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you again for calling customer support. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, sir.